Blog Talk Radio.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
Holy, holy, God Almighty, worthy of all the praise. Somebody say glory to God. Give God a praise this morning. Good morning,
Amen.
Saints. Thanking God for another day to praise and worship the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. He didn't have to do it, but he did. We are so grateful and thankful this Sunday morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We welcome you this morning. Come in and anoint our spirit so that we may have a Holy Ghost-filled service this morning, giving you all the honor and glory and thanking and praising your name for letting you use us this morning for your glory, thanking and praising for all you do, for being better to us than we've been to ourselves. You never leave us or forsake us. You always supply our needs. You always take us not to bring us through. Thanking you for your promises. Thanking you for being God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord. Do we have anybody in the house? If you can't praise him, I'll praise him by myself.
Amen.
I am your worship leader.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
This Sunday morning.
Glory.
This is Fuse Memorial CME Morning Worship Service Experience, where Pastor Dante Townsend is our pastor, God anointed, prophetical, and appointed, Holy Ghost filled, teaching, preaching shepherd of our flock. Thank you, Jesus, for this hour of praise and worship. By the Jubilee Affair radio broadcast brought to you by the HubNet online radio station. Thanking God for Hakeem and Michelle for us being able to bring forth such a spirit-filled service this Sunday morning. Yeah. Now as we go into our Holy Ghost spirit-filled service with our spirit-filled worship leaders, let us let go and let God, somebody give God a praise. Somebody worship him today.
Yeah.
Somebody tell him how good he's been to you, how far he brought you.
Yes, yes,
somebody
yes.
Say hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For he's a mighty, mighty good God.
Yes, he is.
Now, we will enter into our praise and worship by Annette McKinney, the affirmation of faith by Reverend Thomas Rosalind Thomas. The invocation by Pastor D. The scripture, Psalms 23:1-6 by Minister Kyle Garrett. And the announcements by Pastor D.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. when I kneel in prayer, and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I cannot reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious leading side. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Amen.
Amen. Draw me nearer, precious Lord. Now the affirmation of faith. Let us unite in this historic confession of the Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin of Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen and amen.
Amen. Let us go to the throne of grace. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day. For this appointed hour, Father God, we give you our honor and praise that you so rightfully deserve. Now, Father God, as we come together, Father God, to worship your name in spirit and in truth, Father, that you would come on into the house, Father God. We invite you in, Father God, to have service with us, Father God, to sit on the front pew, Father God, to sit there and to worship and to enjoy, Father God, the songs and the melodies, Father God, and your spirit that hovers and centers around all of us, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for coming in on this service, Father God. We know, Father God, that without you we are nothing and we cannot be nothing. So, Father God, we ask that you will let your spirit radiate through us, Father God, and we ask you right now, Father God, that you would continue, Father, to show us your grace and your mercy, Father. We lift you up right now, Father God. We bless your name right now, Father God. We love you right now, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Scripture, Psalms 23. I shall be reading from the New King James Version. And it reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The word of God for the people of God, and we say, thanks be unto God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Blessings to you all. It is wonderful and a great day, amen, to be alive in the Lord, amen. Just one more time he saw fit so that we would come together, amen, and to worship in spirit and in truth, amen. These are your announcements for this week. This Tuesday, the stewards will be at the church to collect your tithes and your offerings, amen. If you need any assistance, please contact Brother Robert Johnson. He will come out and get your tithes and your offerings if need be. Whatever is needed, he will do. But he would also be at the church as well to collect your tithes, I believe, starting at 10 a.m., between 10 and 11. He will be there. Amen. And please contact him if you need any assistance. Again, this will be the last Tuesday that Brother Robert will be at the church to collect the tithes, because as of next Sunday, we will be back in our church house. Amen. Somebody give God some praise for that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes. So again, I'm calling for all the choir members. I'm calling for all the officers, all the lay. I'm calling for any strangers who have never visited Fuse Memorial. If you ever wanted to visit us, please contact me, and I will make sure that you have the address. Amen. You are more than welcome to come and to be a part of our worship service. I promise you that it will be a blessing. Amen. So come on in and sit in the pews and worship with us and have a good Holy Ghost time. Amen. With that being said, this will be our last Sunday recording for the morning service. Amen. So we again want to thank this HubNet Online radio network for housing us for about 2 years. Amen. And it's been a true blessing. Amen. And I've been with HubNet for quite some time now. It's been about 5 years for me, amen, and I'm just so grateful for this group of people, amen. We are a family, and I tell you, the Jubilee Affair will be back, amen. We will be having our afternoon or evening service, amen, but just keep us in your prayers, amen, and keep this HubNet radio network in your prayers as well, amen. The church conference that was scheduled for March 31st will be postponed until the second Sunday in April. Amen. So we will have our church conference on the second Sunday in April. Amen. And please mark on your calendars. We are having a combined quarterly conference, and it will be April 21st at 6:30 p.m. at Central. Amen. Again, that is April 21st at 6:30 at Central. It is a in-person meeting. Amen. Please wear your mask. Please make sure that you are, if you feel as if you need to sit 6 feet apart from you, everyone else, please do so. Amen. Though the numbers are going down, as they say, amen, we're still in the midst of a pandemic. So let us please govern ourselves accordingly to that. Amen. Again, God bless you. Amen. I am grateful for you. Thank God for you. And may God continue to bless you and keep you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Now we will have the altar call, Reverend Patricia Johnson, a song by Annette McKinney, and then the message by our own minister, Lisa Green, Anointed and Appointed. Then it will be the invitation by Pastor D, the doxology by Minister Kyle Garrett, and the benediction again by Minister Lisa Green.
Good morning. Our altar prayer. Lord, open our hearts with peace, hope, trust, and love. Heal our family and children with protection from harm and danger. Heal the sick and give comfort to the bereaved family. Feed the homeless and give them shelter. Give us the strength to understand you and that everything will be all right. Lord, direct us to understand who is in control and guide us in the right direction so that we will know you. Help us find the love that you instill in our hearts that we may be better human beings. Lord, you said, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. Amen.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me all along this tedious journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. Say it again. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Oh, all along this tedious journey. I want Jesus, yes I do, to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Oh, all along this tedious journey. Lord, Lord, I want Jesus. Yes, I do. To hold my hand, guide my feet, Lord, guide my feet, guide my feet, Lord, yeah, guide my feet, all along be here, keep just turning, yeah. Lord, I want Jesus to guide my feet. Be my friend, Lord. Be my friend. Be my friend, Lord. Be my friend. All along the Jesus journey, yeah. Lord, I want Jesus, yes, I do, to be my friend. Stay with me, Lord. Stay with me. Stay with me, Lord. Stay with me. All along this is tedious journey, yeah, yeah. Lord, I want Jesus. I got to have Jesus. Stay with me. Hear my prayer, Lord. Hear my prayer. Hear my prayer, Lord, yeah. Hear my prayer. Ooh. All along this tedious journey, yeah, yeah. Lord, I want Jesus to hear my prayer. Lord, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, yeah. Walk with me. Ooh. all along this, all along this, all along this tedious journey, yeah. Lord, I want Jesus. Lord, I want Jesus. Lord, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me, Lord. I need you to walk with me. I'd like to thank all of you and say good morning to everyone on this day that the Lord has made. And I'd like to thank Pastor Dante, the HubNet Radio broadcast station, and I'd like to thank the Lord for allowing me to share some of the meditations that are on my heart. I'd like to share for those who don't know that in early February, I fell and I broke my arm in several places. Though I know many people, as well as family members who may suffer from chronic ailments and have sustained different bone breaks and what have you, I never had sustained anything like this in my life, and I generally have a great health life, but you can take those things for granted, and I found that out soon enough when I broke my arm, and the Lord kept putting on my heart and just talking to me constantly that he is my shepherd, because I was reminded time and again that just as the many members that it takes to run and to conduct and to uphold the body of Christ here on earth, it takes each and every body part that we have of this physical body to sustain and to allow it to function. I find that out more and more each day. The scripture as read by Minister Kyle, Psalm 23, I'm just read it again just from a different translation from the My Life Application Bible, and it's the New International Version. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We all know or are discovering that everything belongs to God, the glorious, eternal King. So let us always worship him and welcome him in his glorious reign. The book of Psalms, like the Pentateuch, has five divisions. These divisions, of which Psalm 23 is in the first part, and my subject is The Lord is My Shepherd. It was written by David, as well as others such as Moses, the sons of Korah, Moses, and others that are unnamed.
I will say that it's mostly about rejoicing in the Lord as its theme and being in communion with God in song, prayer, and praise, learning loving kindness, praising even your enemies, righteousness, and it was written around 1,000 to 300 B.C. Psalm 23 is one of the most dearly loved, soul-comforting passages of Scripture. It usually has been often quoted or spoken during homegoing services and in memorial events. The Psalms are a compilation of several ancient collections of Hebrew songs and poems that are used in congregational worship. David's songs were widely used, Haman, Solomon, and Ethan as well. These psalms were written extending from the book of Exodus to restoration after Babylonian exile. The book of Psalms was edited in its present form with several variations by the time of the Greek Septuagint and was translated from Hebrew a few centuries before Christ's advent. The book of Psalms reflects the worshipful, devotional life of the Christian human and the religious sentiment of 100 years of Israel's history. The book of Psalms is and always be included, has been included in the book one, and the songs are attributed to David. Books 1 through 41 are in book 1. Book 2 consists of 42 through 72. Book 3 is 73 to 89. Book 4, of course, is books 90 through 106. And book 5 as 105 to 150. Each section closes with a brief prayer of praise or doxology. The central theme is worship. God is worthy of all of our praise because of who he is, what he has done, and what he continues to do is now, today, and forever. His goodness extends through all time and eternity. The Psalms are a source of personal inspiration and spirited strength. In describing the Lord as our shepherd, David wrote, out of his own experience because he spent his early years caring for sheep. And this is attributed to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 10 and 11. It's a refreshing pastoral psalm, and it reflects absolute trust and peaceful confidence divided into two metaphorical parts, the shepherd and the host. When we're talking about a host, it's not just your hospitality, but it's your ability to protect as well as to be a dependent, someone that someone can depend on. Sheep are completely dependent on the shepherd for provision and guidance and protection. The New Testament calls Jesus the Good Shepherd, John 10:11. Also, the Great Shepherd, he was called in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. And the chief shepherd in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. As the Lord is the good shepherd, so we are his sheep. We're not frightened, passive animals, but we're obedient followers, wise enough to follow one who will lead us in the right places and in the right ways. The psalm doesn't only focus on the animal-like qualities of sheep, but on the discipleship qualities of those who follow. When you recognize the good shepherd, follow him. Daily restoration of the anxious, weary soul is a major human need. 2 Corinthians 4:16, bringing honor to his name. The key to provision is the presence of God. It's talked about in Joshua chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. The awesome thought of this causes the psalmist to change from a mere statement to spontaneous heavenward praise. There is a priestly oil and a perfumed oriental oil that was referenced. We speak of the latter here
which speaks of favor and excellent hospitality. Here we are again with that hospitality. As we allow God, our shepherd, to guide us, we have contentment. When we choose to sin, however, we go our own way and cannot blame God for the environment we create for ourselves. Our shepherd knows the green pastures and the quiet waters that will restore us. We will reach these places by following him obediently, and rebelling against the shepherd's leading is actually rebelling of our own best interests. We must remember that the next time that we are tempted to go our own way rather than seeking the shepherd's way. Both the Jewish and the Christian faith have long believed that many Psalms referred to the promised Messiah as they did to the event at that time. And the word mercy was used. And it is the unfailing, steadfast covenant love of God. This loving kindness is equivalent to the New Testament word grace, which is in John chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. We're walking in faith. It gives us the opportunity to trust God, to fulfill his word, to trust in his character, and to believe what the Bible teaches. Following God is an exciting journey of faith. Expect that Jesus, your shepherd, will care for you. Plus, knowing that once you rest, you know that he will refresh you. He will walk with you. He will nourish and protect you. We grow in godliness, which is birthed out of knowing God personally. An intimate personal relationship with him will affect permanent positive changes in your life. Our actions in the Bible to regularly delight in the scripture as it teaches us who God is and guides us in the decisions we make in life. We should thank God continually for revealing himself, his will, and his promises to us that can be found in his word. The more we love God and the more we seek God and the more we spend time in his presence, the more you will behold his matchless beauty. Follow David's example by recognizing that it is God's presence that you will find grace, honor, mercy, faithfulness, great joy, and gladness. This psalm identifies to us what the Lord, our great shepherd, does or promised to do for his people or those who have placed their trust in him as their Savior and Lord. This psalm contains many visual pictures and illustrations of the Jehovah and the titles that the Lord can be described as. These names show and reveal to us the very nature and character of the Lord our God. To name a few, Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. Isaiah and Ezekiel used his name in their books, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 10 through 11, and Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 through 12, describe the Lord as the Lord is our shepherd. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord supplies our daily needs. He provides for us. And Psalm 34, verses 9 through 10, our shepherd knows our every need, and like Abraham and David and our fathers in faith, we have persistently trust and believe in his ability to provide what we need. Are we trusting the Lord at this present time by living in faith, or are we living by sight? Do we continue giving our best to the Lord over the last years or the last month or just the last few minutes? Are we thinking on these things now? The Lord soothes our bodies and our soul. This Lord is Jehovah Shalom. He's our peace. For your review, Judges 6, verses 23 to 24. God brings peace into our lives. In the past, the Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. He cured our reconciliation with God. He secured our reconciliation with God through his death on the cross. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 2. The peace David speaks of is holistic, as in it gives us peace in every area of our lives. Jesus warns us, sin or worry. In Matthew 6, it says, do good to please God. Do not sound a trumpet before you do what you consider to be a good deed. Do not worry, but worship and focus on the Lord. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Try not to gain merit. Respond to your circumstances in joy and prayer instead of anxiety and worry. Ask the Lord to help you. Jehovah Rapha. He's the God who heals us in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, and Psalms 103, verses 1 through 3. He heals us in every area and all areas of our lives, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. The Lord uses his word to revive you and to restore you. Psalm 19, chapter verses 7 through 8. How are we restored or revived? How is your devotional life? How is your reading and meditation in God's word? Are you utilizing your time of rest, doing other things or things other than whiling away your time with no accomplishment? Or are you spending more time in the word? Come on, let's quench our spiritual and mental and emotional thirst by constantly returning to or spending time in the word. Jehovah Tiskenu, he's the God of righteousness. In these days, Judah was saved. Jerusalem was a living in safety. The challenge of holiness is to walk in God's ways in the midst of both overt, which is over the top, obvious things, and subtle pressures to sin. Even when the sin appears to be no big deal, we all have done or thought that our sin was a no big dealer, we are unable to resist and walk in holiness by the grace and power of God. In all of our decisions, God calls us to remain faithful, to walk in his ways. Do not affiliate with those who mock God and his ways. Jehovah Shammah is the God who is with us. Psalm 118, verse 7. The Lord is here and there. He is everywhere. Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. The Lord fights for me. He fights for you. Exodus 17, verses 15 through 16, the Lord is with us and has anointed him for victory. He has anointed you and I for victory. Jehovah Rophi, again, he is our eternal shepherd. Excluding, even when you are in this world that can be considered lost, are we finding a meaning or a purpose for our lives here on earth? We can rest assured that the hands of the ruler of the universe are with us as he is our shepherd, and that is nothing that we will ever lack if we stay hooked up to him. Just as it has takes the body of Christ, again I say, and its many members to move forward and sustain God here on earth, it takes each and every limb, ligament, bone, parts of our bodies that have been putting into our care. So it behooves us to do the best that you can to feed your body in the correct way. Physically feed it, mentally, emotionally feed your body. By eating the right foods, feeding daily on the word of God, so it will allow you to function at the highest aspect as you can to be more like Jesus. We thank you each and every day, Lord Jesus, and we do this. We thank him for his word that just comes, Father God, because each and every day that we meditate or seek his word, it causes us to want to seek his word more and more each day. You find yourself, whenever something comes up, a dilemma, a question in your mind, you go to the word of God. You seek God, because once you seek him, he's there. That's knocking on the door, and he's answering the door. I just like to say thank you for this opportunity to come before you. And just remember this, the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise.
Amen. Amen. And then as we open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, you've heard the words of Minister Lisa given to her by the Holy Spirit. It was a reminder that the Lord is always here to look after his people. If it's you that the Holy Spirit was speaking to, Jesus to you right now. Stair one. If that's you, let us pray together. Father God, first I ask that you would forgive me of my sins through thought, word, and deed. I ask that you would come into my life, you as my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer. Help me, Father God, to live a new life before you. Help me, Father God, to see the error of my ways and to change my life. And I will forever be grateful for the things that you have done. Thank you, Father, for dying on a cross for me. Thank you for arising out of that tomb for me, Father. And thank you for returning to God all for me. I bless your name, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If that was you, I urge you to find yourself a Bible-based, believing, teaching church, to bless them with your presence, support them with your tithes and your offerings, and to pray with them in the spirit, and watch what God would do in your life and in the life of that church. God bless you. May God continue to watch over you.
Amen.
God be with you. God be with you. God be with you. Until we meet again. God be with you. God be with you. God be with you. Until we meet again. Amen.
Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, this will be our last service over the airways, but the Jubilee Affair evening service will be returning in a couple of weeks. And until then, we are signing off. May God bless you, and may God keep you. This is my prayer.
Amen.
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 God bless y'all.
'Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him. God and an empty worship.